Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly in the name of God. Amen. Mother Lisa did put together a few thoughts for this morning, and so I'm going to deliver them for you. And as you know, we're having a baptism this morning. It's a very good way to kick off the church year. For all that happens over in the basement of the parish house, it all begins right back here at the font. It all begins with baptism, the moment when parents pledge to make the spiritual lives of their children a conscious priority for the depth of their children's spiritual life is what will help them sustain themselves as they maneuver through the challenging business of life. As I said, we have a baptism, and little Henry Harrison Hughes is with us this morning. Isn't that a splendid name? Whose mother, Amy, and his aunt, Lisa, grew up in the ranks of the church school here at Christ Church and served together right here at the altar. Angelic little matching bookends. And they were. I can remember them way back then. And whose grandmother, Andre, was such a faithful and joyful member of our parish, and whose great-grandfather, and I did not know this, often served as priest at this very altar. This is what Henry now throws his hat into. He joins the Christ Church story of faith and makes it his story. As I said, we have a baptism. Why is this so very important? Why do parents bother in the first place? Let me give you an example from just this last week. As Mother Lisa was walking to the parish house on Saturday to get things ready for the family picnic, she happened to catch up with a young family, a mother, a father, and two very young children, as they were stopped on a sidewalk right between the parish house and the Presbyterian church next door. The father, as is usually the case, was a bit agitated and a bit frazzled. The little boy, who looked about three, was peering over the fence at all the gravestones. And I heard him ask, or Mother Lisa heard him ask, "But why did all these people die here?" And the father, obviously out of his element, answered ever so sensitively, "People die, and that's just the way it is." He then looked at me, and I was not wearing a collar. I should say looked at Mother Lisa, and she wasn't wearing a collar. Just an ordinary person walking down the street. But he looked at her, and he said, "You explain it to him." So she did. Nothing fancy. Just that people hadn't actually died there, but after they had died, families buried them there with a marker, with their name, so we wouldn't forget them. And so we would come and visit them. Lisa and Harrison, take note. The questions will come, and little Henry will be looking to you for answers. Nothing fancy, but you'll be the ones to help him make sense of this world, to put things together. You see, children may be the ones who are baptized, but really, what we do today, this is the easy part. The more difficult task, the challenging part of parenting is to be ready yourselves to help them navigate through life, even when you're still not sure you know the answers yourself. Which actually brings us right to the gospel we have today, because it may be the most puzzling gospel of all time. I have the feeling that this might have been more up his alley. I have a feeling he might better understand this rather shady manager. He might have appreciated his shrewd business approach, which is why I suspect that Jesus tells this parable. Jesus rather liked shaking things up, as you know. He knew how to get into people's heads. He could rock and roll. Do you remember a couple weeks ago when Jesus said, "You had to hate your mother and father, sisters and brothers, if you wanted to follow him"? It might have sounded mighty harsh, but it got his disciples' attention, and ours too, which is why he says these things. He's trying to jolt us, out of our everyday experience so that we can hear, really hear, what he's trying to tell us. In the case of hating your family, Jesus is trying to bring home the cost of following, really following him. How serious a commitment it is. How he will demand from us everything we can hold dear. And we can hold nothing back from God. In this instance we have today, he's making another point about following after him. To follow Jesus from the start to finish. It takes a shrewdness, a smart determination, resilience, imagination, a willingness to do what you need to do to get the job done. Following him, Jesus is saying, it's not for the weak of heart. You have to want it, and it will take you a whole lifetime to get there. For you see, baptism is not the end. It's only the beginning. From the moment one is baptized, through those church school years, through striking out on your own, through raising your family, how you make your way through your career, it's the whole enchilada, as they say. From how you face disappointments, setbacks, failures, to how you handle growing older, and finally, even how you face death. It takes shrewdness, determination, resilience, and imagination, and a gumption that will see you through to the end of your days. Henry has plenty of time to figure all these things out. He's just setting those busy little feet at the very beginning of all that life will bring him and all that life will throw at him. But he will not do it alone. That is what baptism is all about. We don't do it alone. He has his parents and his godparents to help him get a good start. He has us in the larger community of faith at Christ Church. And when the way gets tough, and when, for the life of you, you can't think up a logical answer to his question, it's okay to say, well, I don't know. But what a great question. Let's figure it out together. That'll at least buy you some time. And it really doesn't hurt for your child in any age to know that you are also still figuring things out, still learning, still growing. We do this faith thing together. And that speaks to the reality of how faith works. For we don't know all the answers. Heck, sometimes we don't even understand the questions. Which is why we keep coming back, I suppose, because here we have others who also want to know. Who are also trying to figure it out. And together we make our way down the road, following Jesus, who throws us curveballs all the time. Hate our mother and father. Be as shrewd as a dishonest manager. Makes this Christian faith a little bit funny, doesn't it? Makes it a little bit more interesting, don't you think? Whoever is faithful in a very little, Jesus said, is faithful in much. And whoever is dishonest in a very little, Jesus says, will also be dishonest in much. For you see, it is mostly in small things, this living of life, the everyday ordinary things, the many decisions and choices we make. Start off with the small things. How do you treat each person you meet each day? Do you trample the needy and the poor, as the prophet Amos described, the so-called religious people of his own day? Or do you act with mercy, with kindness, with generosity, with love? That's a lot to put on such a little one like Henry, don't you think? Some have supposed that this is precisely why we baptize infants and children. They can't say no. But no, it's not why we baptize them so young. We do so because we want them to know from the very beginning we are right there with them. They need to know that their spiritual journey has been important to their parents from day one. We baptize them so young precisely because it does take a lifetime to understand the mind of God. And then some. So let's get Henry started now. In a few minutes, we're going to call Henry and his family forward. His parents and grandparents will make vows for him. They will promise to instruct him and teach him. helping him to grow in Christ. Our prayer for them as young parents is that they will take every opportunity they are given to help him see this world with eyes of wonder, that they will help him make connections between the beautiful world we experience each day and the spiritual realm that lays within it and swirls around it. But they aren't the only ones making vows. All of you gathered here this morning will be asked to make a vow, a promise to do all you can to support him in his journey of faith. And when you make that promise, it's not just for Henry, but it's a promise for all the children who inhabit these pews, who will soon be racing down the aisle to take their places. I'm sorry, but they're not going to come over this morning because we're not having communion. All those little ones who come to join us and inspire us as we continue to follow Christ. To follow Christ from the start to finish, it's interesting. It takes shrewdness, as I've said, smart determination, resilience, imagination, and that willingness to stay the course no matter what this life may bring. Follow Jesus. It's not for the weak of heart. You have to want it, and it will take you a whole lifetime to get there. And this, my brothers and sisters, we do this together one day at a time, encouraging one another, praying for one another, and bringing those who will come to the waters of sacrament and baptism. Amen.
Amazing to me, I didn't drop all the pages. And it's